from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mr. Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate, Little Nate X. Nate Dogg, you going to be there week 2, Jaden Daniels home opener at Northwest Stadium, baby.
JP, watching you have a panic attack over the stadium name on Twitter this morning has been very, very entertaining.
I don't know that panic attack's correct.
Something. What do we call the new stadium? That name is way too long. It's Northwest Stadium, JP. It's the same length as the old stadium.
Well, that was before they said what they wanted to call it. If you give it the whole name, it's way too long. But I like calling it the Fed. Beamish said the bank. Northwest Stadium's not bad. Jeff's trying to make up the West as a thing.
We can't call it the bank. It's not a bank.
That's true. The Union.
Yeah, I call it the Union, baby. Hey, everybody loved the Union in college, did you not?
That's true.
All right, there we
go. That's true. At Maryland, they got Chick-fil-A after I graduated, which is kind of an insult.
Yeah, we had Chick-fil-A.
I think I'm just going to
keep calling the stadium a dump because it's a complete dump, even though they've made great improvements, which I was thinking about this, guys. Did the Harris Group know the length they would have to go to make the stadium even like a little bit playable? Like Dan Snyder did not put a single penny into that stadium for 20 years and just left it just falling apart in every single way. It's crazy that they put, what, $75 to $100 million into the old FedEx Field now, and it's still probably the worst stadium in football.
We were there the other night, and we walked around, and they've made some significant improvements to kind of like the best example I could think of is, you know, if you go to like an old row house like Capitol Hill or Hill East or something, and those joints were built 100, 120 years ago, some of them. But if you try to gut the inside, you can make it just more modern and livable.
Yeah.
Like just walking, I made a point of walking the entire concourse of the lower level, and it seemed to have much more flow. You're still going to have, it's still an old stadium, but I find it, like, did they know? These dudes, between Harris, Rails, Blitzer, like the top line of these guys, like these are multi-billionaires that have run businesses internationally for decades. Like, I bet they knew what they were biting off, honestly.
Yeah, it's seeing all the upgrades. It looks, and people are saying the sound system is better, the seats are better, you know, the concourses, the VIP sections. And then we get the news that, you know, or he says in the press conference that he's looking at, what, 2030 for the new stadium, which
it's feels
forever from now, but I do think time will fly, and I think when the new doors open on the new stadium, the collective sigh of relief and just the excitement that we're all going to have, no matter if it's in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, just getting out of, what are we saying, Northwest Field?
Yep.
And getting into Northwest the new
stadium.
One.
Northwest Stadium.
I'm that's going to take a while to get used to, but yeah. I'm so ready for the new stadium. I'm so ready to turn that corner. We've turned a lot of great corners with the coaching staff, front office, and all of that. I think the stadium is the biggest one out of everything, bigger than the team name, bigger than anything. Just getting a stadium that people love and want to go to root the team on is bigger than anything.
But in the process, they've done a lot of work over here at this stadium, and I think that is going to also resonate with people. If they were doing nothing, I can understand, but they're doing stuff to make that more comfortable and feasible for fans as well. So that should help.
Yeah, definitely helps. I mean, it couldn't get much worse. So any dollar they put into it definitely helps.
I would anticipate them, the next stadium probably would be some level of a dome, you would think, Jay?
I think they want.
And if it's a dome, it's going
to
take a minute.
I don't think the actual construction. So, I mean, the real holdup here, if they were content to stay in Maryland, they could probably start construction within a year. Westmore's gung-ho. Yeah. There is money on the table to stay in Maryland. The holdup is beyond their control. It is the carpetbagging politicians that invade our city every 2, 4, or 6 years. And the song and dance.
They're here every day, dog. They don't leave.
Right. That's a good point. Well, they arrive perhaps every 2, 4, or 6 years. It's like, and Harris, I thought, was really diplomatically honest about this when he talked about the new stadium Sunday night, that, yo, I'm not in the business of predicting politics in Washington, but we are hopeful that in November or December, the lame duck Congress, and now you just need it done with the Senate, we'll get this thing done. And it's, and then if that happens, think about the bureaucratic red tape involved with the Park Service and the Federal Land Bureau, whatever they're called. Like, there's just so many hurdles, but the hurdles are worth it if you get that site. If not, frankly, I think they just build a new joint right next to it in Landover.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And, I mean, bless the lawyer who gets to work this out. I mean, he's billing his hours nonstop around the clock trying to get this
man
stadium
or woman
done.
Is rich.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. I mean, I chose to be a blogger over a corporate lawyer, but, man, I might be regretting that right now.
All right. So we are at cut day. We are a little less than 2 weeks out from the regular season opener. You've watched all three preseason games. The biggest move, I don't think the biggest move is coming today. I think it came last week in the Jahan Dotson trade. How do you feel about your Commanders, Nate Dogg?
I don't think I've talked to you guys since the trade. Because last week when I was on, that was when Bemich was stirring stuff up, saying bad attitude, this and that. And that's when I tweeted the text.
Wait, how was I saying something? I didn't mention anybody's name, so it's y'all fault for thinking something.
Yeah, I mean, we must have just plucked that out of thin air. That's on me. I apologize.
I never said a name, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I did. I said it's Jahan Dotson, and I sent a text to JP last October after I had a conversation with one of my inside sources that said that he had a bad attitude, and then it all came out during camp this season. I'm not meaning to, you know, trash somebody who's in Philly now, but it makes sense if you're trasher in Philly. So it makes sense that they got rid of him. It seems like they asked the bare minimum of a first-round pick wide receiver, and he was not willing to comply with what the coaching staff wanted out of him. Shipped him, you know, up 95 to Philly. You know, maybe it's some addition by subtraction with him. And it's also just another Ron Rivera screw-up, just another bad pick by Ron Rivera. A bad trade, you know, to move down to you know, get a third round pick, you know, took a running back, whatever, Brian Robinson. But yeah, it's just, it stinks. But again, it's one of those holdovers from the last regime that they don't feel they need with this regime. So I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly content with it. You know, maybe he has this great career, but it obviously was not going to work out in Washington one way or the other. So onwards and upwards.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of meant big picture, but specific to the Jahan trade, I think if you – that trade does not make them better week one in Tampa. And I think it's a good reminder to a lot of fans that have gotten so excited, particularly by, I think, Jaden Daniels looking pretty damn good on three drives in August, that like, oh, man, I can't wait for this season. Like, so much could happen. There's, you know, everything that happened with the Texans last year in the background. I think this is a very healthy reminder that what Adam Peters has told you all along and what Josh Harris said Sunday night is that we are focused on building a long-term elite competitor and not necessarily chasing the sugar high of what a rookie quarterback could do in 1 year. And I think that may – a lot of people don't – because I got a lot of people yelling at me about that on Friday on the show, but, like, I think it's a healthy – reminder of to try to keep the big picture in mind here. And to your point, I mean, clearly, you know, you have to send a fifth along with Dotson just to get a third back. And you have to do it in the division. Clearly, this was a motivated decision by the organization to move a player.
Yeah. And it's how low, I mean, this is going to sound mean, whatever, I don't care. It's how low they thought about him. Like, to be a first-round pick, 24-year-old wide receiver, and to have the coaching staff, front office, and everybody think so low of you that they ship you in division for pennies on the dollar, like, that should be a bigger wake-up call to him than to us. Like, that's such a statement of everything.
It's a statement of what his market was around the league.
If his mindset is that in which I'm going to prove you wrong and he can live up to that, then you can make it look like a mistake, but they wouldn't let you go. They wouldn't let you go if that was your mindset.
His mindset should be humbled and to work harder than he's ever worked in his life to prove everybody wrong. Like, you know, again, like, if he goes and has a great career, great. It was not going to be in Washington. It was clearly not going to be in Washington from everything that we saw during, you know, the last couple of months and everything we heard and everything that people said and all B-Mitch stirring everything up on Twitter. It just was clear that he was not going to work in D.C.
That's our friend Barstool Nate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.